Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 20.
Quick shift.
Luke Robitaille.
Ray Ferraro.
Sebastian Aho.
Ooh. Sebastian Aho continuing his run deep into the Stanley Cup playoffs. Should we address clinch day?
What about it?
Well, I think that there's some people that are upset with you, aka Steve Barnacle, whatever they call you online. There's some people that told you a few days ago, stop fucking saying this. Stop saying clinch day. Now you're in a solemn mood.
You know, Scotty was very, very, very confident. Like, in those first couple games of the series, he wasn't even really saying much. Like, the games were just kind of on in the background. He was so confident that he hardly watched games one.
Yeah, and it was like dirt off his shoulder.
Yeah, he was like, not worried.
You look like you're in a movie.
You look like, you know what he looks like when Joaquin Phoenix showed up for Letterman? You look like Joaquin Phoenix on Letterman, bro.
What, I'm still here?
Yeah.
You think you're the only one feeling the elimination blues, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was on the ground. I had to watch it in person.
There. You were there.
How many miles?
I was there.
I flew
3,000 miles to witness a handshake.
Yeah.
Think that's fun?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Kev laid it out on the line. Some would say that you kind of just took it for granted.
I didn't take it for granted.
What a fucking shellacking. Let's just start there. I mean, game 7 at home. At home, you're the President's Trophy winner. You know what somebody said to me? I can't believe the old geezer that announces the Boston games referred to it as the Hindenburg. I mean, when is this guy going to get fired? What's his name? Jack what?
Jack Edwards.
Jack?
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit.
Okay.
should probably get fired. Should definitely get fired.
Okay.
You know, when I watched the first and second period here yesterday with Scotty. Actually,
We watched the whole game, Kevin.
Right.
Except
for overtime. And yep. They flashed that stat, and Scotty kind of rolled his eyes. I said, dude, don't even go down that road about the President's Trophy stat. And, you know, I know it's, look, the numbers on it don't lie. I just don't.
Well, and I'll say it again, and I remember saying this a few shows back, maybe 10 shows back. I said, Scotty, guess what? Nobody gives a fuck what you did in the regular season. And I say you because I'll include you. You say we win.
Part of the team.
He's acting like he's part of the team right now.
Yeah. No one gives a fuck, bro. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean shit. So you guys roll in game 7 at home and just get out fucking classed. Outworked.
It was pretty sad. The Marchand and... Bergevin.
Bergie
hugging at the end.
Like yep. That? What were they hugging about?
I don't know. You know, Bergevin might be done.
Okay.
You know, it's well, like
probably gone. Probably gone.
Probably gone?
Yep. Retired.
Is this a...
What is going on,
is
bro?
This a bit?
What?
You're going to do this the whole time?
Do what?
He's staying in character like Joaquin Phoenix.
Are you trying to avoid the shame?
No.
It seems like somebody that would put glasses on like this and create
glasses
a whole new
on,
character.
He's got a new character.
How's
like,
it a new character?
Well, where's your bear hat?
Yeah, and your fucking starter jacket that your deceased father, R.I.P. Tim,
back in the closet.
You. It's gone.
Till next playoffs.
Back hung up.
All right, so well, we can address me. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
They just ran out of gas. And
they played a lot of hockey.
But you know, I'll say this. The Toronto Maple Leaf fans, they disgust me, okay? The Toronto Maple Leafs, the team, they disgust me. And because, and clearly, obviously, I am a little bit leaning to the Republican side. I have not worn a MAGA hat, but I've embraced the great state of Florida to the extent that Tampa Bay Lightning were my team. And now I would like to officially announce that the Florida Panthers are now my team.
That's interesting, bro.
What about the Rangers?
Saw that one coming.
Well, I mean, listen, the Rangers. What about the Rangers?
I mean, you know,
what about the Rangers?
If the Rangers win Game 7 and the Rangers go on, are you not going to claim?
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Coulda.
Let's see what happens. If you want to be great, be good often.
But what's going to make you jump to the Rangers? What is going to happen?
You know what? Go in and send a fucking message. right now to the rest of the league.
Oh, you want to see it.
To go in and shit kick New Jersey 8-2. Okay, I want Panarin. I want all the big guns. Mika, you showed up for one game. Whoop-de-doo. All right? If you want to be great, be good often. So I want all those guys to go in there and send a message to the rest of the East, which is, by the way, wide open right now. You're looking at a buffet, and you're in line, and you're going, I am fucking hungry. How hungry are you?
You want the Rangers to say, we stumbled, but make no mistake about it.
We're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trouble for all.
Yes. That's what I want.
Guys, ready for the clips?
Let's play the clip, dude. I don't know what Scotty's got going on here, but let's play the clips. Yikes.
Did you see my Instagram stories?
Yeah, he was mad that you want to poke.
Just so obnoxious.
Yeah, well,
Chip and Chase.
Look at this give and goes, though. Like, it's like give and goes. Where was Charlie McAvoy, bro?
This Montour kid's good, huh?
Where was Charlie? Charlie, buddy. Montour just stole your fucking lunch.
Yep.
Stole your lunch. Look at this give and goes. Doesn't stop moving his feet the entire time and the slippery backhand. And why change goalies? Who's your coach?
Had to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Set per who?
Me. Me. Made the call.
What is happening right now?
I think that he's trying to protect himself from the backlash of people that want his head. They want your fucking head online.
It's definitely not his fault. It's not his fault.
Well, he came in. He had two clinch days. He wore outfits. He was all dressed up. And there were, I'm sure there were Boston fans that also felt that.
Right.
Like, we're good. No problem. No problem. Oh. Louis DeBrusque, too slow for the NHL now.
Jake.
Great in the regular season.
Jake.
Great in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I want guys that can move their feet and skate. And I want guys talking on the bench.
Yeah. You want them talking on the bench.
Fuck yeah. Look at these guys. That's a forward and a defenseman having a conversation about what they're going to do. And I will just say it again. Look at the best player. Look at Tkachuk. Fucking heavy on the forecheck. Chip and chase. Chip and chase. You want to win games? Chip and chase. That's it.
By the way,
look at this.
He's something, boy.
Whoa.
He is something, boy.
And you know, Pasta, he jumps on the glass. I'm sure we'll get to it. Why not separate yourself? Give yourself a little bit of space.
Did you see Tkachuk's game winner? What game was that, Scotty? Five?
No, that was game six.
Was it game six that
yeah,
he?
In
five
Florida.
Or, five or six. Well, whatever. One,
no,
whatever.
It was five in Boston.
It was five in Boston. But you want to talk about creating separation?
Oh, yes.
He waved people off.
Yeah, to center ice.
Literally waved people off
yeah.
for that one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Why? Who scored the game winner in game six?
It was game five, Boston.
It went seven games.
I'm aware. And then they went to Florida.
Yeah.
And they lost. And then they went to Boston for seven.
Yeah, right. No, I know, but who? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know the Florida Panthers, Sean.
Well, Tkachuk scored that overtime goal, backhand goal.
So he had back-to-back overtime goals?
No, I think we're mixing up the games, but it doesn't matter. Mark Stahl, Warrior.
Sean, walk us through the day after an elimination. If you're eliminated, you go home.
It's a good question.
When you're at home, what do you do? When you go home, you kiss your wife and kids?
It's a good question. So, you know, I don't think the Boston Bruins had any right to gather the troops and say, let's go get blind drunk. They should be fucking embarrassed, okay? So I don't think there's going to be a year-end party. I don't think they're going to get together and hit Fenway, you know? They're not going to get many cheers.
What are they celebrating?
They're not going to Vegas.
Well, even though, you know, let's say you're a team that loses in the second round and the guys fucking battled their asses off. It's like Jersey. If Jersey loses tonight, I hope they go out and get blind drunk as a team and get ready for the future.
It's different for them. Right, it's different for them. They could argue that they had a successful season, whereas Boston, yeah.
Yeah, like sure. Bo Horvat, pack your fucking bags, bro, and go hide until training camp.
Curious what he's going to do.
You find that funny?
I do.
Okay, well, who could we say that about on the Boston Bruins? Charlie McAvoy?
No.
Okay, who? Because you guys were the best team ever in the history of the NHL, and you just got shit pumped.
Maybe my boy Marchand.
Trent Frederick.
Can we get Trent on the pod?
Yeah, we should. And address a few things.
When they come out.
It was tough because they battled through it, you know? It was a great game. A close game. But
man, it's a, you know, when, even with that, you know, being at UBS, it's just tough when the game ends like that.
And Boston fans, you know, we forget. Boston fans are really quite obnoxious. You know, remember the, I mean, well, Red Sox fans versus, they're obnoxious people.
They're serious about their team. They are teams, that's for sure.
But they are a little bit obnoxious.
Aren't the Philly fans considered the worst?
But Philly fans aren't entitled, see, because they've had tough years.
Right. I think Boston's a little entitled.
They're a little entitled. That's why you had guys, look at this guy, he's on his phone right now.
There was a point when the Red Sox won the finally beat the Yankees. It was like, all right, can you shut the fuck up now?
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
In that stupid Boston accent.
Right.
You go heavy and hard. They didn't go heavy and hard.
By the way, what is Scotty doing? This is just Scotty's tired.
It's a fucking bit, but it's still going. It's still going.
Because this is a new shirt, new glasses.
Well, this is the difference between me and you. Like, I have a great day today, okay? Because my Florida Panthers...
You're a flip-flopper.
My Florida Panthers are the hottest team in the NHL right now.
Uh-huh.
Going into... Oh, by the way, the Florida Panthers, the organization, this is why I love them too, make power moves, will not allow Canadian citizens to buy tickets to the game.
Interesting.
Why is that?
Try to keep from people coming in. Like, yeah, the keep it local.
Savages in Toronto that have been saving for fucking 22 years that are all their pockets are full of money. They've been waiting to go on the road for a playoff game for 22 years.
Right.
So they're going to flood the market. They're going to blow ticket prices through the roof, and they're going to come in. They're going to be gross. They're going to be gross Toronto Maple Leaf fans, desperate.
And the Florida brass said, nah.
Fuck you.
You know there's more Leaf fans in the States than there are Florida Panther fans.
And you want to know what? They go home in March. They call them snowbirds. Wake the fuck up.
They do.
What do you know about snowbirds?
Yeah, what do you know about snowbirds?
I know a lot about snowbirds because there's a lot of snowbirds in Arizona.
True. There are.
What's a snowbird?
Someone who travels from cold weather... During cold weather to warm weather.
Right.
Yeah. Snowbirds.
Basically smart people.
You guys like, want to test me on anything else?
Yeah. If you want to be great, be good often.
Any other tests?
How about this kid, huh?
Yeah. And he's just a chunky old, he's like a little butterball that just doesn't stop moving. Mm-hmm. You know, the old days, there weren't defensemen that were that big. They weren't that big. Now.
That's a hell of a line out there too, man. Look at that.
But even rear ads. Spitting chiclets. He bailed. He jumped ship pretty quick. I saw him yelling at his team. That's what's funny.
There's probably a lot of devastated guys over there, right?
No, but that's
Grinnelli
what's funny.
A big fan too.
Well, who knows? But you know, this is what I want to talk about. Like, you don't shit on the team, okay? I shit on one individual person. Like, I want Nick Paul's head right now. I want Nick Paul's fucking head on a platter because he didn't show up. He decided he did not want to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Or good often. He was just invisible.
So you're not shitting on the team. You're calling out individuals.
But Rear Admiral, I see him up there who really, I'm not sure if he knows anything about hockey anyways, but he just bailed on his team, on the city of Boston, because he wasn't attacking one individual player. During the game, posted on Instagram, overtime for Hagee. Clinch day. See, that was clinch day for the Florida Panthers.
Yes, it was clinch day for the Florida Panthers.
Good one.
Wow. Yeah, that was tough. That was tough.
Jamie Compton, I believe he was my assistant coach in LA. I made a remark during the game. I love the Florida Panthers defense. I love the Florida Panthers. Okay? It's my team.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sweet.
That's... Oh, man,
you can pick a team now, Scotty.
I don't.
Yeah, Scotty, what do you do from here?
I don't do that.
So what do you do now? Who do you watch?
Who do I watch?
Scotty watched the big market games.
This was a real dagger for me, you know. Because I'll just say it again. I'm upset. You know, I don't think the Toronto Maple Leafs deserve to be playing.
Can I say something? Toronto Maple Leaf fans are fucking embarrassing. They're still embarrassing. They'll always be embarrassing.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you.
And they're about to get their fucking dick kicked in by Florida. And if Florida gets by them, they're going to get their dick kicked in by whoever else is in the Eastern Conference.
They're going to get their dick kicked in by the Panthers. I got I got Pat Maroon FaceTime videoing me right now.
I do have to say that Tavares, for all this shit, you know what?
You're a bit of an apologist, Kev.
Not an apologist, but like if I give criticism when I'm wrong or somebody proves me wrong, I'm going to acknowledge it. The guy got the overtime winner, and him and Matthews did what they're supposed to do for all those.
Tavares also broke the streak for New York
what?
In 2019.
Yeah, what? He scored a goal?
He scored the overtime goal to get them through.
Yeah, no, listen. He scored a big-time goal. Mm-hmm. And at $11 million, you're supposed to do it.
But I was just going to say that. It's like, you know, the guy knows the game. He understands business, the structure, the cap. Like, yeah, you don't get any apologies. Mm-hmm. You're $11 million guy. Stammer shows up.
Yep.
You know, Braden Point didn't have a great fucking game. Okay? Here's what I want to know. Like, what happened to the old days of Mess, you know, saying, I guarantee a win? We're going into game 7.
It's been a while for a guarantee.
It has been.
But I was thinking about this on the car ride over.
It's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah. It is, but I think there were certain games, playoff games, where I knew unequivocally that we were going to win. Now, was it a game 7 situation? No. But there were games that I just knew, like, no, we will not be stopped tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody on the Rangers. It's not too late, okay? Make the comment. Make the fucking comment.
Who do you think needs to step up?
Well, it would be defining. Like, why not Shesterkin say it?
Right, shut the door.
Yeah. Do you ever hear a goalie really make that kind of? I mean, you're the last man standing. Okay, you're the last man standing.
If anybody could really ultimately call it and then have that control, it would be the goalie.
The goalie, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm eating my words a little bit. And Dubas is up there, and this butterball Keefe. you know, whatever.
What's your problem with him? You just don't like him.
I don't like NHL coaches that are fat.
Yeah.
And look like Humpty Dumpty.
I agree.
I want them to be a representation of their team, like Rod Brind'Amour. Okay.
Rod the Bod.
Yeah. Rod the Bod. Paul Maurice still looks great.
Look at Tavares putting it on net.
You know what I mean? I want these coaches to, I want them to be fit. Bednar in Colorado, unfortunately, he's going home too. But I want you to look like you can go into war with your guys.
Look at that.
And would you run into battle with Sheldon Keefe leading the charge? Look at that barrel.
He wouldn't be able to run too far into battle.
Right. You go, hey, listen, I got the first 20 yards and then you guys got to blow by me.
You know who I'm rooting for?
Oh, you're back?
You know who I'm rooting for?
Who?
I'm rooting for anyone who beats the Leafs.
But what? Listen, I have a reason to have like some discomfort with the Leafs, with the Tavares situation. What's your guy's problem? Look at this.
Because
so I lied.
Oh, shit.
So Scotty said you had a 7.5 out of 10. I love the guy holding his baby up in the background, by the way.
Yeah.
Look at the pacifier. It's unbelievable. It was a great chug.
Well,
I
also lied.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I turned around when I was mic'd up. I said, I haven't done that in 20 years. Right. But then you just put up the clip of me doing it.
Oh, that was St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty's
you
Day.
You have done it recently.
I have done it in less
than
20
so
years.
I ranked it a 7.5.
I agree.
For me, a chug, take your time and get all of the beer. Don't spill any beer.
Well, it's Scotty, you've not spent much time on the Jumbotron.
In front of 18,000
not a lot of people.
You got to make it.
You want to go quick.
You got to make it count.
I'm not saying take little baby swigs, but, you know, you spilled on yourself. So that's why it's a 7.5. I'm not saying it's a bad chug. I'm not saying it's a bad chug.
I for sure 100% played it safe.
100% played it safe. What is going through your mind as, like, they're about to hit you with that shot?
Well, I knew it's coming. The camera guy comes down. Right. Uh-huh. So I know it was coming. I loaded up the beer.
Yeah.
He gets on his mark, bro.
I see it, you know, I see it come up and
he's been doing it since his Cheerios commercial in 1980. Yeah. Gets on his mark and he hits it.
You know, Kev is also a big first team who scores doesn't win in the playoffs guy.
Yeah, he's got crazy fucking superstitions.
I'm just saying, like an early first period goal and everybody gets down on it. That's so much hockey, you know.
Right.
It's a bad, you know.
I'll tell you what though, you know what? It was a great game 7.
It's game 6,
and,
unfortunately.
Oh,
but it was game 7 because it was an elimination game.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then the Islanders, Bo Horvat should fucking eat shit. I mean, that's really what this comes down to.
Yeah.
Your deadline player doesn't... Did he get a point in the series?
I think he had an assist in a series, but yeah, he never
I just got goosebumps. Shame on you, Bo.
Yep. And here's the other thing, too. I don't want to say that Carolina, or maybe they are a small market team.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, I don't see much of this guy. But what this Aho kid has done in this series against my beloved Islanders is impressive.
Yeah.
He's scored big goals, game-winning goals,
takes
that puck off the face.
Yeah.
Warrior comes back. You know, they talk about him a lot, but this is the first time I've seen it up close. He's a prime time top player in the NHL, and he showed heart and guts and big goals.
The puck off the face was a defining moment for him.
And then he comes back and he scores. It's just impressive.
Yeah, it was.
I'll tell you though, do you understand, like, defense, you have to have a back end that can skate and move. Mm-hmm. And the Islanders have a couple of bigger guys that are a little bit sluggish, and they're just going to get outplayed.
I love this Parisi kid, though, man. They got to try to get him back for one more year. He's 38. probably plays for a super, obviously a super team friendly deal, but yeah. This guy, he just goes and goes and goes.
How was the atmosphere at UBS?
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, Freddie Anderson started the game and I was sitting behind him. I was trying to...
Did he see you?
Well, I
for everyone at home, Freddie Anderson got blind drunk with Kevin at whose wedding?
Matt Martin's
wedding. Matt Martin's wedding, yeah.
So I told him, I said, you know, congratulations. I said, I don't know if you heard me trying to get in your head behind the net there in the second period. He said, nah, but I did catch the beer chug on the jumbotron.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Not bad. Yeah. Game-winning goalies checking out the jumbotron.
Yeah, but and he was also classy in victory. He was like, you know, whatever. He's friends with all those guys.
Gave you a hat tip.
Yeah, he's friends with all those guys.
All right.
Handshake was tough.
So this was a little bit underwhelming as well. It kind of turned into... I mean, I guess you were there. No.
I was at Monster Jam.
Oh, you went to Monster Jam. That was a concerning. But I told you guys, you want goalies playing the puck in the playoffs. That was fucking atrocious.
Well, his stick broke, right?
No. His stick didn't break.
Oh, I thought
what, the
stick,
goalie?
I thought his stick broke. Yeah, that was just a bad...
Stick didn't break. Watch. Let's see. Just he fanned on it. Stick break? No.
No.
Stick didn't break.
Yeah, just fanned on it.
Yeah.
I think the stick cracked.
Okay. It's fair enough.
I think the stick cracked.
He didn't tape it properly.
I don't know who they're playing in the second round. Do we know yet?
Who Edmonton's going to play?
This guy's like you. He just won't give up on a bit.
They could have.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Listen, dude, I'm not doing a bit.
This is a painful, painful loss for the Kings, man. Mm. I mean, like, what the fuck? To come back and tie it and it's 4-4 at home.
I mean, you just know you're going down after that.
You know what?
They're going to be tough to stop, bro.
They are.
I do want to... They're not going to be that tough to stop. They don't have a goalie, guys, okay? Just understand the game and where this thing is going.
Dude,
Dallas, they're going to get fucking...
Sean, if they get three power plays a game, they're going to score on two out of three of them. They are rolling.
The Dallas Stars will sweep the Edmonton Oilers whenever they play each
other.
That's
crazy.
Shawnee hot takes.
I want to go on the record.
He doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter to him.
It doesn't matter.
He's just literally looked right into the camera and called himself a Florida Panthers fan.
Yeah.
You've never said one word about the Florida Panthers until this morning. Now you're a Florida Panthers fan?
Well, if you watch my stories, you see I started to warm up to the team.
I will.
And if the Rangers win tonight and Rangers come across the Panthers, what do you do? You're a Panthers guy?
I need a performance out of the Rangers.
No, we need to know right now where you stand if the Rangers should meet up with the Panthers.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I do want is I want every
New York... You wonder why
New
you
York,
don't get that call to come get mic'd up.
Yeah.
I want every New York Ranger fan that has tickets tonight, you go into that shit dump called the Prudential Center or the Rock or whatever the fuck you call that dump in the dump of Newark, New Jersey, and you send a message... You send a message from the Garden faithful, and you make sure your team understands the consequences of this game. This is the Battle of the Hudson, Game 7. I told you fucking guys it was going 7. I told everyone be careful after they went up 2-0. This is a statement right now. This is Mateau.
You need a hat trick from Panarin.
We are in that era.
4-1.
Yes, we are in that era of who wants to be great. If you want to be great, be good often.
Dare to be great.
Mm-hmm. Dare to be great.
Well, my prediction?
Sure.
I'm going to say 5-3 New York, Patrick Kane with 2 goals.
You know, fuck you and your Patrick Kane bullshit, okay? Because I'm in serious land.
Pups.
I'm in serious land right now.
So am I.
I want to play in the real world of, like, who's going to step up? I don't want to rely on a 34-year-old, you know, at the end of his career, free agent. I want one of the big boys to step up
Mika?
And dominate. Yeah. Again, yeah, I'm fine with it. Some people say that I'm the reason that they won game 6 because, you know, of my clip. I went on the record and said, where's Mika?
Think you got the troops fired up?
There's been a lot of discussions.
There
Do
has.
You get messages from people?
Hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds. But any...
Hundreds.
Any players.
Absolutely.
Any players in the league.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just had a FaceTime call from Patty Maroon.
Big rig.
He's probably been on a bender
Riggsy?
For 2 days. Okay.
Still going.
And you don't want to know what I'm going to tell him when I speak to him. Patty, this is official. You got to lean down. And the only way you're going to be able to do it is by starting jiu-jitsu. And by the end of fucking summer in camp, you are going to be, it will be sharpened steel. Okay. And it'll change your whole life. Because you got to be quick to play in this game now.
Now that the Bruins are eliminated, my drinking is going to go down heavily. I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to be lean by the end of playoffs.
Yeah. Quick mm-hmm. step, Scotty.
Yes.
Quick step, Scotty, mm-hmm. on the Quick Shift podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty needs to lock in. Once he locks in, he's good. He's yeah. just got to get over that hump.
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Game 7 loss. Scotty, all the motivation
really,
I need.
You look really sad, like you're on the team. I was thinking, you know, I was at the game. I wouldn't reach out to anybody like, hey.
How you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, like, you give away, you know.
I sent Marshawn a DM.
Well, fuck them. What'd you say?
I said, you know, keep your head up. Oh. We'll be back.
Oh.
He's lying to you, bro.
I'm not.
On that.
If you can show me a receipt of that, that would make me really happy.
Let's go. We got to turn this around. We'll see you guys in a couple of days.
Quick Shift Wednesday.
Let's go.